We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You decide. 2019.
We continue our daily conversation with individuals who will appear on the ballot here in Virginia on November the 5th. We're a little over, 2 weeks away. And today we get the chance to talk to Virginia State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents parts of Chesterfield and Colonial Heights. And I'm very pleased to have you back on the air this morning, Senator Chase. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. I really appreciate the invitation.
We are glad to have you here. And I've told folks who have been emailing me, this is not Meet the Press. This is a chance for you to introduce yourself to the audience, for folks who are not familiar with you, and talk about what you consider to be your accomplishments in the General Assembly and make the case for why you should be returned. So I want to offer that time to you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm excited about the opportunity. You know, when I ran 4 years ago, I ran on the platform, I'm a mom, I'm a small business owner, I'm not a politician. And now here 4 years later, I've been able to show that I can actually get things done in the General Assembly. I stand very strongly for our conservative principles and values, but I'm also able to work across the aisle and get things done. And in fact, over the past 4 years, I bet there are many pieces of signature legislation that I've been behind, like coal ash cleanup. This past year, getting 13 signature pieces of historic legislation done, bipartisan. Keep in mind, I had to go not only through a GOP-controlled House and Senate, but had to get the governor, who's Democrat governor, to sign the bill into law. Over 13 this year alone. And that includes the historic coal ash cleanup. A lot of people don't realize we had an increased risk of cancer in the area. I worked very closely with the stakeholders. I worked across the aisle, and I was the chief patron of that bill, along with the health care transparency cost bill. And I haven't heard a lot of people talking about that. Where so many people that I talk to in Virginia are very concerned about the cost of health care. It's gone through the roof. Well, I actually passed and got signed into law this year the health care transparency cost bill, which allows the patient to ask for an estimated cost of services. This bill particularly addresses hospital bills, and that went into effect in July. And that is so huge because it allows for the patient to shop around. And as we know, that by being able to shop around, you're able to get the best cost for services. I had a pilot program that passed. And once again, I was a chief patron of this bill to reduce regulations, onerous, burdensome regulations, which stifle growth and small businesses, of which our family, we're small business owners. I also was behind the raises for our law enforcement, our teachers. I was a coach, believe it or not, after everything going on with the sheriff and everything, I actually co-sponsored their raises in the General Assembly, co-founded the Transparency Caucus to bring more sunshine into the Virginia General Assembly, working on redistricting reform so that the people pick the politicians and not the other way, the way it's been for decades. So I also helped lead the fight against government-controlled health care, known as the Medicaid expansion. You know, we haven't fully seen all the numbers, but we will in about a year whenever the federal government stops picking up the majority of the tab for that program and the states have to pay for it. You know, that was, I fought hard against that irresponsible government overreach. You know, everybody wants freedom. They want more individual liberties. In my contest alone, I would tell you that there are two very different visions for Virginia at stake. This is a contest affectionately called, I think, the contest of the two Amandas. So you have myself, the Republican Amanda, that I would argue that R stands for results, record, experience. I have a voting record you can actually look at, and you can actually go to virginiageneralassembly.gov, and you can look at my voting record, and you can see that I have the highest score in the Virginia Senate from not only the Conservative Union, but the Tea Party. I have a 100% rating with VCDL, an A rating with the NRA. And on small business, I have a 100% rating with the National Federation of Independent Businesses. So I can actually argue that I'm the most conservative state senator in the Virginia General Assembly. And that's what I ran on. You know, I'm looking at my opponent. She completed a survey that's on votesmart.org. And I was just shocked by a lot of her answers. She actually checks the boxes and says, I want higher state income taxes. She wants more regulation in the private sector. She supports sanctuary cities, which I do not. And just for those who are not familiar with sanctuary cities, that is allowing people who are trespassing on our country, they're here illegally, and they commit crimes while they're here. You know, the Democrats want to allow them to be released into the public. I don't, and I have voted against that every year. I do not support sanctuary cities. My opponent supports government-funded abortions until birth. That's unheard of, third trimester abortions. I'm 100% pro-life and have a 100% rating with the Family Foundation.
You've racked up some blue ribbons with conservative groups too, and I'm watching the clock, so forgive me for interrupting.
Yeah.
We did talk to Amanda Pohl on the Democrat Amanda on Friday, and she was drawing some of the distinctions. She seems to feel very confident in her positions that are the opposite of what you're expressing here. Can I ask you to answer two questions? One, did I hear correctly that you're announcing you're running for governor in 2025? And two, given that I assume would be as a Republican, there's been some conflict with you and some of the local Republicans in Chesterfield. Do you think that that's just a little intramural scrimmage, or are you going to be able to smooth over some of those concerns? Or how are you approaching that with 2 weeks to go before Election Day?
So, John, yesterday, Saturday, actually, I was at the Midlothian Day Parade with the entire Chesterfield County Republican Committee. We were unified. We were together. I gave Tara Carroll a big hug. We're all together. We're in it. I am the Republican nominee, and she even said that. She's like, we are together. That was just a ceremonial thing because they believe that it was an endorsement of the independent candidate running. It was not. I would also
say, the sheriff
candidate. Yes.
Okay.
And really what that was is a Capitol Police officer, given the circumstances, endorsing me and saying, you know what, she does a really good job. That one day should not define the 4 years of her being a champion for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate him stepping up and saying that. You know, I do plan on, you know, I'm definitely seriously considering running for governor in 2025. But my eyes right now are focused on 2 weeks from now, because if we don't win in 2 weeks, we're going to have a government controlled. I mean, government's going to be all up in everybody's business if we don't win Tuesday, November the 5th. And that's huge. And I know a lot of people are not political, but you really need to pay attention. We are talking about two very different visions for Virginia. One is for liberty. The other one is for less individual freedom. We're headed down the road to socialism. And if you look at the policies they stand on, that's where we're heading.
I appreciate you coming on the air to articulate where you stand on these issues. And we will talk to you again as we get closer to Election Day. And, of course, right after, State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents parts of Chesterfield, seeking re-election this year. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And I should tell our audience that her Democrat opponent, the other Amanda, the Amanda with a D, we spoke to her on Friday. So both of these interviews are available so that you can hear them on WRVA.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.